What's this one called?
That gets my goat.
Really?
That's what we're going with? Okay. Everybody, welcome to That Gets My Goat on the Doonstief Audio Fiction Magazine.
One of the highlights, I thought, anyways, of the Jonathan Coulton concert was that he pulled out this device that he slung over his shoulder. It had a strap like it was a guitar, but it was more or less a drum machine or something like that. It was like a looper. It had loops on it that you push the button. It had a bunch of little buttons on it, and you could hit it with your thumb, and it would play a particular loop. And he did, I don't know why he would choose to this particular song, but he chose to use this thing to do Mr. Fancy Pants, which is a really goofy song about somebody who wants to win the award for having the fanciest pants. And he has to dethrone the longtime Fancy Pants champion, who is Mr. Fancy Pants. And he does this whole song about it. And I guess it was one that was written during the thing a week period, where he wrote a new song every week, and so of course not all of them are going to be winners. But yeah, he takes this song and he performs this whole shtick to it, and it was really interesting. And we're going to play a version of this. Somebody recorded it, and it was on YouTube, and we just snagged it, and we're going to play what it sounded like here for you. Unfortunately, our show is an audio show, so you can only hear him doing this, and you can't see the whole performance of it, because there's something that definitely adds to it, being able to actually watch him hit the buttons and do it, because it was really impressive.
Can you put a link to it in the show notes so somebody can actually watch him do the song?
Sure, I sure can.
Because, yeah, he seems to be having so much fun with this toy that
right.
he's got, with this device, where he's like, look what I can do. And that it's infectious, and everybody laughs and cheers. And
yeah, every time he throws in, you know, hits the button and it goes, pants. You know, you just enjoy it. It's almost like, you know, when little kids, sometimes they have the toy that'll do that, where you hit the button and it's just like,
B is for ball
or something. And then you'll see the kid and he's hitting all the buttons. He's like,
beep, 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 B is beep, 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 beep.
And of course, at a certain point, you take that toy away from that child because he's driving you insane. But it's kind of a similar thing. And you see the fun that he's having and everybody else is having a great time with him. And he's got this routine, this performance put together with it, where he's, you know, doing a solo with this thing. And then he busts straight into the next verse as soon as he's finished with the solo. It's just really, really good stuff. So listen up, check it out, enjoy it. And if you'd like to see it, there will be a link in the show notes that you can check out. So here it is.
Pants and Mr. Fancy Pants will wear. When everybody's marching in the Fancy Pants Parade, he's gonna pass the test, he's gonna be the best in terms of pants. Look in every catalog and shop in every store, cause even though you have 100 pants, you want some more. Suddenly you see the greatest pants you've ever seen, even though you know it's gonna cost a lot of dough, you have to have the world's best pants. Say a little prayer for Mr. Fancy Pants, the whole world knows. Only close and deep inside he's sad. Pants. chances are your pants. Everybody's pants. Every best in, best in, best in, best in, best in, best in, best in. Everybody's marching in. Everybody's marching in. Chances are your pants. Everybody's marching in. Everybody's marching in. Chances are your pants. Chances are your best in everybody's pants.
They make the big announcement and the trophy goes to you. Thought you had some fancy pants and now you know it's true. You look at Mr. Fancy Pants and hold the trophy high. Everybody cheers while he's blinking back the tears. He doesn't even have the best pants. Say a little prayer for Mr. Fancy Pants. It's all he had, but don't feel bad. He'd do the same to you.
Pants.
So anyways, that was one of the really fun things that he does in his show now. I wonder if he does that when he has a band show or only for the acoustic folks.
Hopefully he will come in concert again so we can find out.
I'll say.
I'm not in the world anymore. There's no MTV or whatever, so you can say, wow, they played that Jonathan Colton video 8 times this week at least. So you know that, you know, nationally people are seeing this thing. I don't know who knows Jonathan Colton and who's a fan of Jonathan Colton. If he's in demand to go from venue to venue, if the They Might Be Giants opening act is all he can get. You know, I don't know. But I sure hope that he liked the audience reaction and he's like, okay, I'm going to put you guys on my tour list for the next time I go out. I mean, just to be able to see him for an hour or 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah, see him do a full show, to be able to hear him sing all the songs you want to hear him sing instead of just the very, very tip of the top of the cream of the crop ones. Just to be able to hear him sing Monkey Shines would have been...
Monkey Shines wherever... Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and I sang Monkey Shines in the car on the way to the concert, and yeah, it just made me... wish I knew more Jonathan Colton songs. I don't have a single CD of his or anything like that. But what I was just saying is there's so few bands that I like enough anymore to go see in concert.
Right.
It seems like too much of a hassle. It's not as a fun an experience as it was as a teenager. It
tends to cost
gallivanting it. Across the cosmos is something for the young.
Yeah, it tends to cost a ton too. Just not even the ticket price, but the fees that they put on top of it. Just, you know, like the tickets that we got, I think were $22 a piece.
Okay.
The final tally on the price was like $60. There was almost an entire ticket's worth of fees put on top of it.
Right.
Yes, ridiculous.
I guess the point I was making is there's very few bands that I would make the sacrifice to go see, and even fewer that you and I have in common that we both would make the sacrifice to see. But you and I have been to a couple of concerts together, and hopefully that will happen again. Ben Folds is one of my favorite artists, and you and I saw him the last time he was in town, and I would like to do that again and stuff. I don't know with these things. I guess as you get older, maybe you just get more complacent or more – or everything it no longer seems worth it. Maybe you've done it all. When I was a teenager, you used to have to get up at like 5 or 6 in the morning to go stand in line for tickets or spend the night. People would camp outside of the ticket venue for when tickets went on sale.
Not to buy Modern Warfare 3, but to get a ticket to a concert.
There was something romantic about that. Something that was like, ooh, this is an accomplishment. This is something fun that we did. Or with movies, there were a couple of times where, you know, like we camped out to get Star Wars tickets or whatever. And now, it's just so much easier to, well, we'll get it through Fandango, F those guys. Or then I just won't see it opening day.
Right.
Or it's like, you know what? I would rather just buy the album. Oh, I'm sorry. Download the album for free than worry about the concert. And just, I don't know if young people still get all excited and stuff. We went to see something. Maybe it was Harry Potter. And there was a line 2 days in advance to see it. And it must have been the last Harry Potter. I can't think of anything else that people would have given a shit about enough to spend 2 days camped in line. And yeah, I just look at him and I'm like, oh, geez.
You sure it wasn't just to buy the most recent iPad? That's something that even fat old guys get in camp out for, sadly.
You know what? It's fine. I sound like I'm criticizing, but it's like, good. I'm glad they're that excited about something. I no longer am. I don't care. If somebody said I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to see the Avengers opening day, I would say, okay, we'll go on Sunday. I don't know. I guess because there are other things that take up your time. And also, it's not new anymore. It's not novel. We've already camped out to see something. We already went and got in line at 5 o'clock in the morning,
right,
to do that. And I mean, you and I drove, where'd we go? We went to Denver to see The Police one time. And I think you had an absolutely horrible time. I can't remember, but I'm choosing for the benefit of our listening audience to say that you had a terrible time and would never do it again. And you have a Rish Outfield voodoo doll that you put needles into the nuts of all the time because solely of that trip.
No, I did that anyways. That was separate.
But, you know, we did it. I'm glad that we did it. To me, it was fun. It was an interesting experience. We don't need to do it again.
The reason that I had somewhat of a less good time was because you had just started a brand new job and therefore could not stay the night. So we drove to Denver, saw the show. The second it was over, drove all the way back. And it was a lot of driving. And I was utterly destroyed by the end of it. And I thought, you know, I think that would have been a little bit more enjoyable had we been able to just get a hotel room, go home, go to sleep, then drive home the next day. But, you know, whatever. You do what you gotta do. And it was fun. I would love to see The Police again with you. Perhaps if they just came to our town. Or perhaps if we could stay the night. Either of those two options would be preferable. But, you know, either way, you've got a story to tell.
Yeah. I did sort of fight with this concert. I didn't want to go, and you twisted my arm, and I'm glad that we went. It was a good time, and it opens me up for, hey, I would like to do that again kind of thing, and hopefully we will get that chance, and I don't know. This may have bored the hell out of people, and that's fine. I mean, at least we weren't talking about Jason Bateman movies.
Well, the cool thing is we've got a chance to be able to go do it again really soon because Mastodon is coming just like next week or sometime soon anyways. So we'll have another chance.
Mastodon.
What is a mastodon? Isn't that like
it's like a mammoth.
Yeah, mammoth. Okay, that's what I thought.
That's funny.
Maybe Mastodon is a totally awesome band. We ought to
try one of their songs just for fun.
Find out at least.
And yeah, I've painted myself as an old gray man, whereas I'm actually just an old gray woman. But there's so many bands out there that I would love if I knew. I mean, there's still new things to be done, new things to experience, new horizons to pursue. I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you. So, you know, it's just there's things out there that I don't know about that it would be nice to still know about. And when you close yourself off to new experiences and new people like I have, you're basically damning yourself up to, you know, have no more joy in life. Hence, this is the final episode.
We were once so close to heaven. St. Peter came and gave us medals, declaring us the nicest of the damned.
Oh, that's lovely. What is that?
That's a line from Road Movie to Berlin, the They Might Be Giants song from Flood.
See what he did there? He turned it back to They Might Be Giants. Rather deftly, sir.
Thank you.
The nicest of the damned.
I love that line. It's so funny.
See, somebody should name their band The Nicest of the Damned. That's a good band name or a story collection title or something. Yeah, oof, I like it.
But yeah, I figured to finish this off, we could play one more song from Jonathan Colton. We'll pick a song from we'll pick a song from his new album, and we'll send you out on that. So if you get a chance, folks, and Jonathan Colton's coming to your town, check it out. And if he's opening for They Might Be Giants, it's still worth it. Because I thought they put on a really good show. I was pretty impressed. Granted, I am already a fan, so I didn't need to be converted. I've listened to more than just Flood, which is not the way most people that know They Might Be Giants. And they have a lot of really good songs that are all over the place, all over all of their albums. So if you're not a fan, check them out. If you liked Flood, you'd probably like a lot of the rest of their stuff too.
But what's funny is you emailed Jonathan Colton to ask him if we could play songs from his new album, if they were also Creative Commons. And he told you to get the fuck out. It was horrible. It just made me sad. What did he say?
He said yes.
Okay.
That was the one word response.
Wow, was quite a conversation you had.
It was Twitter, so you know, every character is sacred. Every character is good. If a character is wasted, then your Twitter tweet will not fit. He just said yes. So yeah, we're going to go ahead and finish off with one of those. Hopefully, folks, you enjoy Jonathan Colton. He's a wonderful artist, and he lives off people's donations of sort. You know, people buy his stuff, and that's what he uses to live off of. So if you like him, buy something of his, and he'll be happy. And if you like us, donate to the show.
Okay, there. That's a good segue. So once again, the DJ's in the house. Coming up, everything you've ever heard about this song is a lie. In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. But next, what is it? We don't know by Jonathan.
We're not sure. We'll pick one later after we've edited.
Smooth Sounds of the 70s.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Good night.
I am glad to be shopping here with you. I will sit on this chair.
It's My Goat is produced under a Creative Commons 3.0 license for some reason.